Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Friday 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'd like to reintroduce a good friend of ours, Devil Radio's own Earl Ingram Jr., my companion for a large portion of the day. Earl, how you doing, man? Thanks for dragging me out to the Wisconsin State Capitol. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dominic. Hey, what's going on? You know, Crudy, thank you, man, for showing up and thinking that, you know, this was something worthy of, you know, talking about on the airwaves. I got to tell you, man, I was really kind of excited after you left. I went to a popcorn place over on, I forgot what street that was, State Street, and I walk in. And two people say, "Hey, Earl." I'm like, who are you? We know that voice anywhere. We listen to you. And it's really good to know that even though I don't live in Madison, that there are people who think that, you know, what we are saying and what we are doing, you know, has some bearing. So really excited about getting to stop off at Madison. I got to do it more often.
Yeah, you do, buddy. And I got to tell you, I was a little envious. You had more people saying shout out to Earl than any sort of love for Crudy or Dom or the Devil's Advocates. But Earl, I I've got to tell you, you brought this to the attention of our station, and we went down, you and I did, in our role as journalists, talk show hosts, and super cool media people. We went to the Wisconsin State Capitol because there was an action of the Black Panthers. And a lot of them showed up, and it was not just the Black Panthers, but they were in support of Robert Miranda, and Robert's well known to you and our audience, I hope, but Robert's from Milwaukee, and Robert sort of lives and dies with the lead in the water issue and the crisis our kids are facing, and he thought it was time for some action, and Earl, a lot of people answered the call, and they were nearly militant. They were wearing all black. They were, some were wearing what looked to be, you know, something to the effect of bulletproof vest. It was a militant dressed crowd of Black Panthers. And I got the impression that was kind of the point, Earl.
You know, Crudy, it was, I guess that would be the only reason that I can see to, for the Black Panthers to, you know, gather. And all come because many of them were from out of state. You know, you had some from Madison, but the majority of them were out of state Panthers. And so this was an organized effort to support what's been going on in Milwaukee. For those who don't know, Milwaukee is, if people think back, they'll think back to Flint, Michigan, and the national attention that was brought to it about lead and water. Well, I guess most people don't know Milwaukee is, from what I understand, five times worse than what Flint was. And yet, even though Flint got all that national notoriety, Milwaukee, on the other hand, has gotten little, if any. But so many kids have been impacted and affected by it. You know, when you hear people talking all the time about, you know, why those people act that way, why is there so much crime, and why can't the kids learn? Crudy, it's all tied into the lead and water.
Well, that's certainly a contributing factor, I suspect. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio 92.7. My companion at the Wisconsin State Capitol, or more accurately, I was your sidekick because you were doing all the work. I was just there as the camera guy. And in my role as camera guy, Earl, well, you know, it beats digging ditches, I'll tell you that. But in my role as your camera guy, we preceded this large coalition, this large group of Black Panthers into the Wisconsin State Capitol. And you and I were sort of confabbing over by the elevators. And then I noticed the Wisconsin State Capitol police noted the presence in the building. And like three State Capitol police officers came over and they were wearing masks, you know, of the coronavirus prevention sort. And they came over and they looked at that crowd of Black Panthers walking into the Capitol.
You noticed it too.
And they said, "Have a good day, boys." And they dispersed rapidly. I've never seen three white cops, so, well, you know, so afraid of this crew of Black people. But they came there for peaceful reasons. And the State Capitol cops were happy to go their own way.
You know, Crudy, did you hear them say, "Well, we're coming to see if any of you have weapons"? Well, I guess you don't have any. I'll see you later.
There were no pat downs there. I mean, they were looking at a crowd of 150 people, you know, from afar. "Ah, I don't see any guns. Let's go, boys."
Yeah, it was it was kind of, I don't know if they didn't expect them to be coming or if they didn't, because you would have thought that three Capitol police wouldn't have been enough to address that.
Well, I only saw really two media outlets there covering the event today. You and I, and I saw Channel 27. I guess CBS was also there, so a few media outlets. But Earl, eventually everyone made way up to the fourth floor. And now they're inside the Capitol building, and it was a large crew. They went up to a committee chamber, a conference room. And at what point the chant went out, "No justice, no peace." And I got to think, somewhere in that building, Earl, there were some Republican lawmakers changing their underoos. Because the resounding sound of those voices, primarily male, it was loud, it was clear. And I got to think, to, you know, let's call them the Shea Sortwells of the world, it was just a little scary.
Well, and if that was the case, then so be it. If that's all they are, is a little afraid of what they think could have happened or could happen, then that's deserving of that, because they haven't really cared much about what is happening to those young children for decades or more in the city of Milwaukee. And that's the shameful part of this. The state is aware of it. The city is aware of it. And every morning, day, and evening, these children are drinking leaded water. And knowing the impact of that, it's shameful. It's more than shameful.
Well, Robert Miranda, who I know is well known to your audience, Earl, and has been a champion of this fight against lead in the water in Milwaukee, he apparently had plans to go and see the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. Now, I had to part ways with you at that time, Earl. I had to sneak back and get ready for this big show. But how did things go at the Department of Justice?
Well, so we went to the Department of Justice office, and before there were a couple people who walked up initially, and as they were kind of weren't welcomed so much by the gatekeepers of the office, and they stopped them there, and they wouldn't let them in. They wouldn't talk, and they were waiting to see a letter that was crafted that would go directly to Josh Call. And so the one or two security people who were at that desk weren't thinking much of it until they heard, "Hey, you've been in the Capitol," that booming sound coming around the corner, "No justice, no peace." And they flooded that area. And you should have saw the look on the faces of of those handful of people who were the gatekeepers for Josh Call. They gave him the letter. And then they moved on.
Did Call come out and meet with the advocates there, the Black Panthers?
Come on, man.
I'm going to put you down as a no on that one. Now, what about the water? I saw Robert Miranda, I believe, carrying jugs of water.
Yeah, and they brought 20.
Go ahead.
They brought 20 gallons of Milwaukee tap water to Josh Call's office and wanted to have them drink the water. If they won't drink the water, why in the world should the children of the city of Milwaukee continue to drink the water? And it's a crime. And you know, when you look at the amount of money that has come into the state, what did $2 billion under coronavirus? The city of Milwaukee gets $350 million, and yet they can't and don't want to address what they know is a continued criminal activity to allow children, including newborn babies, to drink leaded water.
Earl, apparently Mayor Barrett was questioning, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you know, they have like $400 million into the city for this, they could potentially use for this. So Barrett's going, should we use $50 million, $60 million, do we do $90 million? And I'm thinking to myself, we have an $800 million lead problem. Use it all. Now, perhaps logistically that's not possible, Earl, because, you know, some of that money needs to get spent sooner than later. This is more of a long-term process. My understanding, like some $20 million in the current budget for the city of Milwaukee to do this. Again, a drop in the bucket. But, Earl, there is some activity. Do you think, even if they had the money right now, do you think they have the capacity to ramp up and get this thing done sooner than later, Earl?
No, they don't. And that's a great question, Dominic, because part of what has been planned is that this can be a jobs creation. The way they say it right now, the city can remove 1,000 lead pipes a year. Well, given that number, then that means 70 years it will take to three and a half generations to remove the lead.
Yeah,
and come on, man, it's just not acceptable.
Earl Ingram Jr., stick around for his big show. It begins at 5 o'clock. He will feature this action by the Black Panthers. He will feature Robert Miranda. He's one of the champions of the kids in Milwaukee and trying to overcome this water crisis, putting the pressure on the lawmakers, on the AG, on everybody they can. Earl, thanks for inviting me along. It was great to be a part. Buddy, I'll look forward to your big show in just a bit.
Hey, man, thank you very much. Hey, next time I got to see Dominic, man.
All right,
yeah,
Earl,
good luck with that, Earl.
All right.
Stick around. Michael Johnson, Boys and Girls.